Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, yesterday you were looking live at the Corn Palace. Now you're looking live at a jam-packed Bismarck Event Center for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, the 2021 edition. It was on, it was off, it was on, it was off. It's back. Oh, my goodness. How's that for amazing? Pretty darn exciting. I'll tell you what. Kicks off today, and the floor's already going. The official welcome is at 1 this afternoon in the big seated auditorium event hall they put together for this. We're on the exhibit hall from 105 until 2:30 this afternoon. The breakout sessions get underway, which are really, you know, again in the big room as well. Brent Sanford's going to chair one called Value Added Energy and Innovation. 105 to 2:30 this afternoon. And then in breakouts in the meeting rooms, developing smart pipelines, surface well site solutions, homegrown innovations. I'm so excited about that one. James Lehman is actually hosting that one. That's going to be really good. Royalty owners and investors, Ryan Rauschenberger, our state tax commissioner, chairing that one. Downhole well site solutions, Bruce Hicks, from the Department of Mineral Resources today. There's going to be a hosted bar from 5 to 6:30, a little networking, ice-breaking social going on this afternoon. So there's the agenda for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. A bunch of legislators today on the stage, including Mike Nathy, Dale Patton. There's two good ones right there for you. Todd Porter, Glenn Bosch, Jessica Bell, the whole North Dakota Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, the topic. Neil Kashkari, who is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, is going to do a conversation on the economic outlook. That'll be big. Kathy Nesset, who has served on the board of the Regional Federal Reserve, will moderate that conversation from Nesset of Tioga. And then at 2 o'clock, energy security, resilience, and reliability. Gosh, is that kind of a thing right now? I don't know. Energy, resilience, and reliability related to energy security. I'm trying to think, has there been anything lately where we could say that's been called into question? Say, Texas and the polar vortex. Right. In fact, the energy world is a buzz with the fact that Energy Transfer reported a couple of $1 billion in earnings from the first quarter. Now, normally when a company shows a big profit like that, and sort of an unexpected profit like that, that's a good thing, right? Your stock spikes, everybody goes, wow, what's this company doing? Everything's fantastic, it's great. No, not in the case of Energy Transfer, because it's the pipeline transportation infrastructure company that the environmental extremists love to hate. They love to hate. So everything's upside down. Normal is now nuts. Nuts is now normal. And so because that they actually had a reliable network to be able to deliver gas, and they were in demand because others were frozen up and shut down, and they actually made a profit as a result of that, now that's somehow bad. So that's been in the news. Kelsey Warren tomorrow will be part of the lineup. I mean, the lineup is just phenomenal here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. It is phenomenal. And I'm going to tell you about it, and then we're going to move on to some other topics here. But we will be visiting this throughout the show and talking to some folks as well today, tomorrow, and Thursday from here. Governor Doug Burgum is going to join us as well on the program to talk about some big news yesterday. One on the workforce front. We've got like 16, 17,000 jobs open right now, unfilled jobs, and the federal government's paying people to stay home and giving them a bonus and extending their unemployment. And thankfully, we finally said enough of this already. Enough of this already. So we got some smelling salts out and, you know, cold dash of water in the face. And now we're back to some reality here coming up in June. Isn't that great news? We'll tell you about that and a few other things here. Recap yesterday's event in beautiful Mitchell, South Dakota, too. And get to your phone calls at 800-228-0550. Anything on your mind? Maybe it's restaurants in Minnesota closing. And not just a restaurant. Think of the most iconic restaurant you know. One like, say, Dwayne's House of Pizza. If you're a Fargo person, you know about Dwayne's House of Pizza. Kind of the AB pizza of Fargo. AB is a Bismarck thing. Dwayne's is a Fargo thing, right? Just that everybody has that one pizza joint that's just there forever. And is it 50 years, Kev? How long they've been in Morehead? 80 years?
Decades.
Long time they've been in Morehead. Fortunately, they have a couple of pizza shops in North Dakota as well. Fargo and West Fargo, to be exact, as I recall. Isn't that Poorhouse Place, West Fargo? Is that West Fargo? I lose track of where Fargo becomes West Fargo because they're all just one giant metropolis, which I thought was really booming. And I really thought Fargo and West Fargo were booming, but I found some place that's booming even more yesterday, and we're going to talk about that, too. Dwayne's House of Pizza announced yesterday they're closing their Morehead operation after how many decades? Kev, find it so I can say it exactly and correctly. But it's a long time. It's north of 50 years. They've been in business in Minnesota. They're closing not because not enough customers are coming during COVID, not because, you know, the supply of pizza sauce or dough has disrupted their ability to make pizza. They can't get people to work.
64 years.
Thank you. 64 years they've been getting people to work, not a problem. 64 years pizza and dough, not a problem. Tim Walz finally is what, after 64 years, caused them to say no mas. The government of Minnesota caused them to say no mas. Finito, done, we're over. Are you proud of yourself, Governor Tim Walz? And let me ask you this, people of Minnesota, who coincidentally has a birthday today. Statehood began for the state you still call home, Kevin. Do you challenge yourself on that decision at any point ever? By the way, you say, what am I kind of thinking here or no? I would hope you do, even though you live in the lakes. I understand it's beautiful, but, you know, you pay ridiculous amounts of taxes, and your state is woke. I don't understand why anybody would live there. And I think if more people left, maybe people like Tim Walz wouldn't get elected. And by the way, the Democratic legislators who represent a majority of the representation of the Morehead Metro, as an example, and the bedroom communities around Morehead and this region, there's more Democrats than Republicans. They enable Tim Walz. They don't stand up to Tim Walz. They talk big when we manage to get them on the radio, and to their credit, they'll come on. But, folks, they don't do anything to stand up to this. They're feckless. And so restaurants are closing in Minnesota, and I venture to say before this is done, the carnage will know no limits, human and economic. Lives, livelihoods. And I also did happen to notice that a restaurant that also happens to be rather famous, Randy's South University Diner, has announced they're expanding and they're opening in West Fargo. So we're opening businesses in North Dakota while they're closing businesses in Minnesota. Do you see a pattern? I see a pattern. Woke soda. Help me understand how this is happening and what you intend to do about it, folks. Because it's not enough to be upset. You got to actually do something about it. If you care to tell me, 800-228-0550. Anyway, 3 days of this. We're at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. 70 speakers and presenters, all on the cutting-edge issues impacting oil and natural gas and what the future holds for the Williston Basin. There's like 9 CEOs and top executives, never for one from all the different companies. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that have never spoken at a Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. That includes the president and CEO of API, the State of American Energy, Kelsey Warren, Fireside Chat. He's executive chair of Energy Transfer. We're going to sit down with him tomorrow. He'll be on the program and he'll be on stage. Dan Clark, VP of ConocoPhillips. Chris Kendall, CEO of Denbury Resources. They're the enhanced oil recovery pros. Got that going in Bowman County right now. Something called Cedar Hills there. And also, Crestwood Midstream CEO Bob Phillips building gas capture. Is that enough for you? If not, Mike Pompeo will be here on Thursday closing things out, talking about the value of American energy to the world. It is happening as we speak. It has started right now at the Bismarck Event Center. You can go to WBPCND.com, WBPCND.com. Let me talk about yesterday for a moment. Incredible. If you were there, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love a report. I'd love to know what you thought. If you watched it, tell me what you thought. What do you think? Can cyber attacks impact elections? Did a cyber attack impact our election? If so, why is nobody talking about it? We understand cyber attacks happen. You're going to pay more for gas for the next probably 4 months, and they're going to blame it on a cyber attack of an East Coast pipeline. Wait a minute, Scott. We should get rid of pipelines. Pipelines are the problem. Who said that? Who said that? Did you get the location, the latitude, longitude on that text? Kevin, I think it came from somewhere around Cannonball. I can't remember, but somewhere south of here. They're not the problem. They're the solution.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America, and so do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to NDFlagpoleGuy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, live at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Got here live and on location today. MyPillow, our fine sponsor here today on the program. Did you hear the battle of promo codes yesterday? That was kind of fun. Eric Metaxas kept... My favorite trick he pulled was finally relenting and saying MyPillow.com promo code Scott, spelled E-R-I-C. That was fun. What a jokester. E-R-I-C. Anyway, we had fun with that. I love Eric Metaxas, by the way. I was like a groupie yesterday. I don't know if you could tell that, but I think Eric Metaxas is amazing. And he signed my book, If You Can Keep It. So now I've got a new treasure, which is really awesome. But Mike Lindell, in all seriousness, is someone that you should support. And I'm going to give away today for the best call of the day. And you might as well get it out of the way right now. Just give me your best, 45 seconds, 30 seconds on whatever you think today on the gravy train ending on unemployment insurance from the federal level, or it could be about last night's Frank rally at the Corn Palace, what you thought of that, whether you watched it, whether you saw it, something about the oil and gas industry, you lay it on me, whatever it is. We got a soybean processing plant announced yesterday. It was kind of a slow day. I mean, the governor and the lieutenant governor, I don't know what they're doing. Are they taking naps or what? Because, all they did yesterday was this soybean processing plant, ADM announced it. And by the way, when they announced something like that, it's not like somebody walked in last week and said, yeah, we should maybe do this. Okay, let's put out an announcement. I think that sucker's been in the works for like 2+ years. I think our lieutenant governor has spent like, between that and Coal Creek Station, probably 1/3 of his time the last 2 years. Think about that. Pretty incredible. And they also announced, and the governor's going to be here talking about both these next hour, the unemployment gravy train is over. So we can maybe start filling the 17,000 jobs. You tell me about any of those, and you're going to win your choice of MyPillow dog beds today. That's what I'm giving away, a MyPillow dog bed, and they are unbelievable. Three sizes to choose from, lots of colors. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you can buy them for $19.99. That's where they start, $19.99. And if I could talk to Hudson, Finn, and Herbie, and have a conversation with them on the air, I would, and they would tell you something akin to this. Ooh la la, about their MyPillow dog bed. That's what they say all the time to me, ooh la la. There's also towels and robes and pillows and moccasins and slippers and mattress toppers and weighted blankets and towels that actually dry you off. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Super producer Chris, you're going to have to take calls today because Cisco doesn't like, or Dell or Cisco or somebody in here doesn't like our stack. Dave Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, one of the legends of the news industry in North Dakota. Good to see you, Dave. Why doesn't it surprise me that Dave Thompson is here, the news hound? So he's sniffing all the stories here at the Williston Mason Petroleum Conference, aren't you? Yep, exactly right. Go get him, Dave. Good to see you. This is a who's who of North Dakota and the oil and gas world, and will be for the next few days. So, Mr. Super Producer, you text me when you're ready to take some calls, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'll also give away a MyPillow dog bed to a really good texter today. You can't just say, like, I want a dog bed, all right? You've got to actually say, you got to bring something. Maybe, here's what we'll do with a texter. Tell me a story I don't know. All right? I want a story I've not heard before that needs to be reported. And it could be something about, we haven't had rain on our farm or ranch since, August of last year or something. Just tell me something I don't know. You can text that to 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Call us. If you want in on the best call of the day on the dog bed, 800-228-0550. So just to finish on yesterday, we talked on the air about everything that was going to happen. How did it actually come off? I thought it was the best presentation yet on everything related to election 2020. I thought it also was the best explanation yet of where we find ourselves as a country. Now, Mike Lindell did it. First of all, if you don't believe in miracles, just read Mike Lindell's book. Just listen to his story. And he did a great job telling that last night. Not to mention going through one piece of evidence after another related to what happened in election 2020. And there was a live audience there. The place is jammed to the rafters, and there was a jumbotron outside. And I think this is brilliant, because those people now are going to go out, not only those that watch for the first time and are understanding it and hearing this for the first time. In fact, I'd love to know if there's anybody there that heard that story, had no idea any of that had happened, and now what they think. I'd love to know what you think if you're hearing that for the first time. Because it was really incredible. And you can still watch it. The rally's up. If you haven't watched it yet, at frankspeech.com. So is all of our TED Talks. Ed Schaefer, Charlie Kirk, I'm trying to remember, well, Brent Sanford, Mark Fox. I could go on and on and on. There's great stories there. Great stories about all things North Dakota. The Teddy Talks at frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. Check those out. But I thought Eric Metaxas was probably the most profound of the speakers. And Eric's not even going into chapter and verse details on the vaccine or the election, obscene things that have happened. He's just talking about how this many people can be so disconnected with the facts, and sort of bringing that to a biblical perspective and talking about control and what we've done to ourselves in the middle of this. That's something I think you all need to think about long and hard. So check it out. FrankSpeech.com, FrankSpeech.com. Okay? Frank Speech is a new free speech platform. I know that's novel in these days. Very unusual. But that's what the whole site's about. They're not going to cancel you. Not going to shut you down. Twitter-like feature for the influencers. YouTube-like feature. And right now, most of their focus is just on facts, on stories you don't know anywhere else. All right, let's get to some of these texts. The United States Post Office needs to get rid of their mask mandate if enough rural carriers would stand up, it might help. All right? Texture says, when Biden took office, I read a story about China being involved in the cybersecurity of the U.S. and U.N., and people were saying, why would we let China anywhere near our cybersecurity? Now a hack. It's their turn to blame China? Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Know anything, Scott? Of course. They're getting ready to tell you what we already know. That China has been attacking us in cyberspace for a long time, including in election 2020. They're setting the stage for this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told his Republican colleagues to expect a vote on Wednesday on removing Representative Liz Cheney from her leadership post. Cheney is under fire from members of her own party for continually battling the GOP. More signs the pandemic is coming to an end. People who deliver packages to businesses and homes classified as couriers and messengers by the Labor Department saw the industry's biggest monthly job losses in more than 20 years in April. Indeed's Nick Bauer says employers in the industry might be thinking that demand for delivery services won't be as strong post-pandemic as they originally thought. End quote. NBC has announced it will drop its broadcast of the Golden Globe ceremony in 2022 after a Hollywood backlash over the ethics of the group and its lack of diversity. Actor Tom Cruise joined the revolt by returning three Golden Globes he's won over the years. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On location, oh, Black Betty. We love Black Betty. All right, let's get some calls in here, and then our first guest from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, live and on location. Bismarck Event Center today. Scotty, a new dog bed from Mike would be welcome change when I'm in trouble. Yeah, you could sleep there. That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worthy of a dog bed. It's funny, worthy of a dog bed, are you thinking, Kev, or no?
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it is pretty funny. That's in contention. That's in contention, for sure. We'll say that one's in contention. Okay. Tommy, can you hear okay now? Okay. Let's go to the call. First call is question for the governor. The governor's not here yet, but I can try and remember it. How about that? Governor will be here next hour, but he'll be hearing this, so there's that. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Josh, Lincoln, North Dakota. You're up on What's on Your Mind, then Rick.
Hey, Scott. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
No way.
Yes, way. I've texted you a few times, and we've corresponded through that, but this is the first time I'm calling, so I'm a little nervous, so I hope I don't sound so silly on the radio here.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. No need to be nervous.
My heart's clapping, so give me a minute here. I wanted to talk about the governor and eliminating the $300 for unemployment. I have been unemployed for almost, it'll be a year in July. And I'm a full-blown conservative. I don't believe in living off government handouts. But this, since COVID hit me in July, I've been struggling. I've been putting in applications. I've had a few interviews, but nothing has come up. So this, needless to say, the extra three has really helped me and my family through this. And I'm worried that what's going to become of me once this, I'm not getting my extra three. And I realize there's a lot of people that are saying, don't live off the government. You're taking advantage of it, and get off of it. Those type of people that want me to think I'm being lazy or whatever, but I'm not. And it's a struggle, and the extra three does help. And I just want people to realize out there that that extra three does help people. And it's I'm just worried, Scott. I'm just worried.
Okay. No, I understand, and let's talk this through. Now, first of all, there are somebody called early on, we had this discussion a while ago, related to unemployment, and they made the case that, yes, I'm making extra, but I got laid off from a job where I had benefits. I no longer have benefits. So the extra actually goes to pay my COBRA, which is ridiculously expensive, and that makes sense. I think, and that was at a time when that individual could not work. He just couldn't find anything. Now we've got a situation of 17,000 jobs. So let's just walk through the jobs you've applied for and not gotten, because obviously you want to get back to work, I'm guessing, right? You want to be working, gainfully employed. I mean, you don't have any COVID after effects, or you feel 100% healthy and all that, you can get back into the workforce?
I can get back in the workforce. As you said, yes, the COBRA is ridiculous, and I am a diabetic, so I do need the medical, and that's another part of my concern too. Is that employee?
We're totally get it. So,
with the medical.
But I'm saying of the 17,000 jobs currently available in North Dakota, I have to guess that the majority of them would have benefits for full-time employees.
Yes.
Don't know that, but it's a question we can ask the governor. So when you apply for a job, and I would imagine you get a call back in a nanosecond to have a interview, are you not finding jobs that are suitable? Are you not finding jobs that pay enough? Are you not
any
of the jobs available don't work?
I'm not finding jobs with my work experience. You know, I'm not an oil field. I realize there's jobs out there, but for jobs with my background, you know, my work experience, I'm willing to do work, but I'm probably not. You know, I don't have the experience to do a lot of those 1,700 jobs. I mean, I don't have an answer really.
What do you do? What do you do for a living? What are your skill sets?
Well, the majority of my experience is warehouse work and delivery. You know, delivery type of work.
Have you heard our commercials for Action Movers?
Yes.
So Action Movers needs warehouse people. Action Workers needs delivery people. This is a company that's been around for decades, veteran-owned. These are patriots. These are good people to work for. I'd start there. And they pay well. I mean, you can work yourself into, you know, they train you. They do. I think a lot of the places out there right now, and you know, I understand your fear and your concern. And honestly, the federal government has made it easier for you to be choosy. And I think now this will cause people to focus a little bit. It's not going to wait until June 19th. There's 17,000 jobs out there. Businesses are starving. Do me this favor. Call Action Movers. Ask for Scott over there. And let me know how that goes. If it doesn't, call us back. Just let us know. Just purposefully look for something that fits your skill set or something that you feel comfortable you could train for.
Mm-hmm.
Apply for it. Maybe apply for a half a dozen of them and get back to us. Would you?
I will do that.
All right. I appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck, okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Scott.
And do you have a pet?
I do. I have a little.
Is your pet?
Go ahead.
Does somebody needs a? Does it need a bed? Is it like a dog or a cat? Or I mean, this wouldn't work for a lizard. I guess it would, but.
I have a small little dog. I think you might appreciate that bed.
All right. So here's the deal. You need to leave with Daniel your name and your address and your telephone number. And while you're talking to him, to go to MyPillow.com. Just tell them what color and what size dog bed you want, okay? Just look up on your phone or your computer right now, and Daniel might have to put you on hold for a second or two, but he'll check back with you. What color and what size of dog bed, okay?
Okay.
This is going to be your lucky pillow. Your lucky pillow, Josh. Glad you called for the first time. Beautiful. One more call, and then we're going to get to our guest, Rick from Williston. Rick from Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I actually have a couple of things I'd like to talk about, but I'll stick it to one. Scott, I believe that the inclusion, the diversity, that whole play on Americans, I don't think it has anything to do with current America or past America. I think it has to do with what's coming in the future. I think these millions of third world people that are being brought in, it's to gear us to give them a chance in America. I believe it's all geared towards that.
I think you're 100% correct. And I think inclusion and diversity as we know it. Let's use America as an example. Our grandparents, great-grandparents, and great-great-grandparents, what'd they do? They came here from a foreign land. They homesteaded. They were new. Right? They were new. They had neighbors that were from Germany and they were from Norway. And that was inclusion. That was diversity. And they did just fine. And now we have seminars on this. We have HR people. That's all they do. It's a bunch of crap is what it is. It's a bunch of crap. People need to treat people like people. That's all you need to know. Doesn't matter where they're from, what their color of the skin is. People that are white are freeloaders and criminals. And so are people who are of different colors. Hello, welcome to human nature. I'm tired of this stuff. Watch your Eric Metaxas yesterday. He nailed it. And you make a very good point. Very good point. And what I think Rick is saying that we ought to pay attention to is this is how they want us. This isn't about how we should act here and now. It's about what they are envisioning and how they want us and how they want a different America than you and I do. Is that what you mean, Rick?
100%. 100%, Scott.
Appreciate the call. Let's stay in touch. Pardon me? What'd you say? I didn't hear him if he said anything else. Tommy Kenville is here from iSight RPV Drone Services. And Tommy will be a prime example of people outside the oil and gas industry that could benefit from the oil and gas industry. Tommy, nice to see you.
Great to be here, Scott.
How are you?
We're on fire.
Give me a commercial. Tell me more about iSight RPV Services.
Well, we're flying in 40 states. We're many energy verticals, agriculture. Crossed over the year, made it through last year okay. I've hired 12 people since January 1st.
You're booming.
Offices in Watford City, Grand Forks, Fargo, opening in Minneapolis in June. Got our big gas-powered plant here. We're smoking.
And this is the oil and gas industry, but there's no industry that you can't help, right?
Yeah, we're in many verticals, but energy, we're in many different areas of energy, and we're really, you know, last year we opened up in Watford City, had a good year, but it was tough oil prices, so this year we're hoping we can really blow the doors off out west. And
what's your wheelhouse? What do you do better than anybody?
Infrastructure inspection. Get you the data to the professionals as quick as possible so they can make decisions to keep things safe, to keep things operating.
What's an example of infrastructure? HVAC units on my seven-story building?
Power lines are like your new offices, inspecting the roof for heat loss or air loss with thermal, LIDAR, you know, you name it. We can do it. Last year we did a big project at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, inspected all their facilities. Pretty fun.
And infrastructure can mean power lines, too, or whatever.
Power lines, oil pipelines, right-of-ways, oil rigs.
We have towers, so you can go up and down towers and around towers and look at nuts and bolts. And
yep. Do it safely, get you a lot better data, and do it timely. And we're going big into ag this year and big into oil and gas. So we're in it, but the timing and the software have caught up to our abilities now. And then, obviously, the big play is the new integrated radar systems that are getting installed in Watford City. So we'll be flying next month or so. We'll be on line of sight, which now makes the cost and the efficiency and safety a lot better. So very thankful for our state investing in this industry, but more so the last biennium, the politicians, legislature, and the governor all supporting it so we can be the best.
How do people reach you? Say it nice and slow.
They can get a hold of me at Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, at iSightDrones.com, or 218-779-9950.
How do you get a number like that? It's so easy to remember. 218-779-9950. iSight, S-I-G-H-T, by the way, RPV.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also, whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA-branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds at $1.39, firewood for $4.99, T-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle Water Packs, 28-pack, $3.99. Liquid Ice, 2 for $3. And have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021 is the year to get one, and we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you.
There's no terrain too tough for hyper-turf equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines. Turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust. Landscape equipment to handle tough debris. And verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hyper-turf equipment. Available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, folks, get hungry. First day of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. A lot of people coming and going to this big event, Bismarck. So if you're crossing 94 across North Dakota, Swedish meatballs are lasagna waiting for you in Valley City, exit 292. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Salisbury steak, 12th Avenue and I-29 exit. Downtown Fargo lasagna today on NP. Minnesotans, you get some chicken pot pie and mac and beef hot dish, Glendon and Euland. The great thing is it's such an incredible place to work at PetroServe USA that they have less of a hard time getting people than most people do, so they can make this good stuff in Minnesota. Other restaurants are having to close.
in Minnesota, and they're opening them in the North Dakota. That's happening. It's real. Tommy Kenville, EyeSight RPV Services, told me a stat off the air, and I said, Tommy, you can't go till you tell me that stat on the air. And then we're going to talk with John Hinderwacker from the Center of the American Experiment. You got a call from then-Governor John Hoeven when?
2008.
And he says, Tommy, what?
What do you think about this drone industry? Is it going to be something? And I said, yes, it's going to change the world like the Internet. It's just a matter of when. He said, should we go after it as a state? And I said, yes. And he said, will you help us? And there
did
was,
you say yes?
Yes.
Okay. And did you help him?
Yes.
And how many jobs do we have now?
So we had zero in 2008, and now we're south of 2,000 in private, government, federal, state, schools, universities.
This is a thing.
And they're
good.
It's not
going anywhere. It's technology, manufacturing, it's agriculture, it's energy, it's all of those.
In the early years, it helped mainly aviation, but now it's across all the verticals. Whether you're selling a home and you need a drone, or a farm fields, or oil and energy, gas, all those
things.
So
we're going to do a deal where we go to farms and ranches all throughout the North Dakota over the next year. Do you want to come along?
Yep. We're a big supporter of Grand Farm already, our company, and we'd love to go with that.
Then we could talk about drones and planes and people again.
Yeah, we should do that TV show. You know.
Yeah, we got to get that TV show going. Let's do it.
I'm ready.
All right, and it'll be on the radio, but we'll also show our mugs on TV, which is kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, we'll have to get makeup or something.
Yeah.
I am speaking this afternoon at the conference with the head of Vantis.
I mentioned that earlier.
So good.
Yep, you're going to be on the stage. All right, Tommy and I have been at this a long time. He's a good friend. He was in my wedding. Watched his beautiful daughter grow. All of that fun stuff. Take care, sir.
Thank you for having me on, Scott.
EyeSight RPV Services. Call Tommy 218-779-9950 or online, or what's your email?
Tommy@EyeSightDrones.com. And our name now is EyeSightDrones.com.
EyeSightDrones.com. And site is SIGHT.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, man. Have a good show.
And I is like the letter I, not like, spelling out the, yeah.
Good point.
Very confusing, but you'll find it.
It is simple for guys like me, you know.
Right, exactly. All right. Talk to you later. Tommy Kenville, folks. I'd call him if I were you and say, hey, is my roof leaking? Heat? That's costing me money, and any other things that you need, he'll take care of you. John Hinderwacker, Center of the American Experiments here, one of Minnesota's great thinkers in a state that's not doing a lot of thinking. I hope you can change that, John. Are you on the job?
Hey, I'm on the job every day, Scott, and we have a lot of work to do. You know, you're at the Petroleum Conference. We've got an administration now ostensibly headed by Joe Biden that seems to be trying to recreate the Jimmy Carter years. They seem to view the Carter administration as a blueprint. And so, they're cracking down. They don't like pipelines. They don't like petroleum. They don't like natural gas. They want us to be dependent on the Chinese for the minerals we need for batteries and wind turbines and so forth. Just like in the bad old days, we were dependent on the Middle East and the Russians for petroleum, and they're trying to bring those days back, I think.
It is really amazing. Iconic restaurant in Moorhead, Minnesota. This would be great for the Center for the American Experiment Network to hear about. Duane's House of Pizza. Just, every town has that place you go to for pizza forever. And this one's 64 years old. They announced yesterday they're closing their Moorhead location, shutting it down because they can't get people to work because Joe Biden and Tim Walz are paying them an extra $300 a week and extending beyond the state's 12 to 26 weeks of traditional unemployment another 53 weeks. And how many times is that story being repeated right now, John?
Well, it's being repeated all across the country. We saw that with the recent disappointing jobs numbers. People not going back to work, even though the economy, of course, is rebounding strongly or is trying to rebound strongly. But there's a lot of people who don't want to go back to work because they're making too much money on unemployment.
Exactly right. That's just what's wrong with this picture. I mean, when you have an incentive not to work, I can't even blame people that aren't working. We had a guy call a little while ago and say, hey, Cobra, extra expenses, I'm worried, but guess what? There's nothing like that going away that'll force people to say, well, whoa, now I better take a closer look. Right now there's rampant unemployment fraud. People are applying for jobs online and then not following through. Thankfully, North Dakota's shutting it off. And,
well, there's been a lot of stories, Scott, there have been news stories about prisoners and penitentiaries getting checked. Unemployment checks. I mean, they're just flinging money around. What's this latest bill out of Washington? $1.9 $1 trillion. So they still got $1 trillion from the last bill that hasn't been spent yet. And then they have the nerve to tell us, oh, no, this won't be inflationary. Scott, I mean, you just you can't make this stuff up.
Meanwhile, Dakota makes a state like Minnesota go, and they hate everything we do here. They hate it. They tried to literally cancel the coal in Minnesota. Cancel it. And they're powered by it. And obviously, nothing flies without petroleum products, and they shut that down. So I'm glad you're doing what you're doing to bring some common sense to all this at the Center of the American Experiment, AmericanExperiment.org. Anything else you want folks to know before we say goodbye?
AmericanExperiment.org. You can hit the donate button there to support our work.
Please do. Of everything you donate about things you want change, this will be your best spent buck. Trust me.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.